The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Hey, here we are, folks. And now I'm going to read you the Ann Coulter tweets. And also, let's not put it all on Ann Coulter. Lou Dobbs also, was it Friday, that Lou Dobbs made an incredible statement of disappointment with Donald Trump. He threw the gauntlet down. And he said about the same thing. He was reacting to President Trump's statement that we're going to have lots of immigrants. He's even used the phrase more than ever before. I mean, you know, Dobbs, you know, just takes his breath away. Coulter, she's, you know, flabbergasted. More than ever before. Isn't that the point? The point not being, well, we have to convert people from discourage illegal immigration, but encourage legal immigration. And the president says, often he'll say, we need people based on merit and who love America. Well, that's not good enough for me. No, I do not consider that your e-ticket into America, that you love America. That if you love America, you deserve to be here. And we need you. No, we don't. Now, if somebody hates America, you know, as the jihadis do, and as the you know, the Aslan Mecha radicals do, and the so on, well, that's its own negative. But getting millions and millions of people who, I would love America too. If I were a third worlder and I could get out of my hellhole, and the president got it right. He used a stronger word than hellhole. He was correct. That is what those people think of their own countries, even more strongly than the president did when he used the S-hole word. That's why they're leaving their countries, because they are S-holes. They know. They have to live there. If I could get into America, I would love America. I would love America maybe more than Americans do. I would be crying. I'd be on my knees with joy if I could go from an asshole place where nothing's safe, nothing's good, nothing's worthwhile, and I could come to a place where I'm going to get, you know, Social Security checks, free housing, you know, safety, clean water, you know, to me, like I died and went to heaven. I would love America. No, that's not good enough. You know, people crying, you know, at an immigration swearing-in ceremony, a citizenship ceremony, you know, that you always see those crowds of 100 people, you know, not a single white person in there. And they all have their hands raised and they swear to, you know, support the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have people crying. You know, they're so happy. Hey, that has not moved me. That is not a beautiful thing. That is sappy, sappy. Of course they're happy. But to think that that somehow is, wow, look at this. This is so beautiful. Let's do more of these swearing-in ceremonies or citizenship ceremonies. This is so beautiful. Let's bring in 100, 200 million. How about a billion? I assure you, if we, like Angela Merkel said, we'll welcome not a million people, which she said, and then more than a million came. If we said we'll welcome a billion people, would a billion show up? Would they show up here within a matter of months? Yes, they would. If we completely lost our minds as people, and we said, well, you know, our pastor at church says, you know, God wants us to help every person on earth, and we're going to go to hell if we don't. My pastor said that. So I'm opening up my house, my neighborhood, my schools, my hospitals. It's all yours, third world. Come on. I'll pay to transport you here. I'll move you around the country at my expense. Would a billion people show up from India and China and Mexico and Nigeria and every other godforsaken place on earth? You bet. You bet they would show up. I can guarantee it. Like the suit salesman said in the TV ad, you're going to love my suits, I guarantee it. Well, I guarantee a billion people would show up. Way more than a billion would show up. They would only stop showing up when our country became an asshole country. When they drag our country so far down that you can't tell the difference between America and Nigeria or Guatemala. And then they would stop coming. What did you study in biology and chemistry in high school? Osmosis? When there's a differential across a membrane between the concentration of something like salts, the fluid will move across the membrane to equalize the concentration of salts on both sides. So if you have asshole countries on one side of the membrane, which is the border, and you have a wonderful country on the other side, the osmosis will go in only one direction. It will go through the membrane into the higher concentration area of beautiful things until there is no longer a differential of concentration of beautiful things. And then the osmosis will cease. Equilibrium will have been achieved. That ain't where we want to go, folks. But that is where we're going. So here's what Ann Coulter, what she does, she notices things. So she notices, for instance, you know, and bless her for this. She says, she mentions Lou Dobbs. He's not backing down. He said the president really goofed in his statement. We're going to have more people, and we need them for our companies. No, we don't. Lou Dobbs, you got three different people here: Pat Buchanan, Lou Dobbs, and Ann Coulter. They're all very different, but they in their style and their approach. But boy, Mr. President, no, we don't want more immigrants than ever. No, and no, we don't need them. We, Americans, we, that's who counts. The companies, who gives a rat's ass about the companies? Yes, right, the companies, you know, that produces jobs and blah, 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 blah. Yes, I understand all of that. But companies are heartless things. They are money-making machines. They are not real people with children and lives and a future. Fundamentally, morally, philosophically, companies give a rat's ass about the welfare of people in the company. You know, in a small company, we have a great person running the company. That person cares about his or her employees. But that's not what corporate America is. And we found it out when GM, to the president's surprise, General Motors, Mary Barra, the heartless CEO of GM, closed the Lordstown plant in Ohio and other plants after receiving billions of dollars from Donald Trump, assuring her, you know, we're going to support you if you'll keep the jobs in America. They don't give a damn. It's a heartless corporation. Mary Barra cares about money, period. If she can make more money by shipping the jobs to Mexico, that's exactly what she'll do. That's how she became the CEO. No other way. Expressions of humanity and caring about people and being good to people will end your corporate career. You're not going to go. You're going to go up mid-level management. That's as high as you're going if you actually care about people. To get to the top, you got to be and Donald Trump knows this, a killer. You got to be a killer. We don't want to run America for its killers. We want to run it for its moms, its dads, and its children. The ancestral people of our country. So no, we, the people, don't need immigrants. Mary Barra does. Tim Cook does. Tim Cook needs to replace American computer workers with Indian computer workers from India who don't get the Social Security. They don't get the health benefits. They don't get the pension. They get considerably less pay. They will obey because they don't want to, they don't have any leverage at all. So when Tim Cook says jump, all the Indian engineers say is, how high, Mr. Cook? Whatever, it's been a while since I did my Indian accent. So let's go to Ann Coulter's comment. She notices things, and she notices Lou Dobbs is with her on this. And Lou Dobbs really loves Donald Trump. Donald Trump cannot say of Lou Dobbs, well, you know, you're wacky. You can't say you're wacky to Lou Dobbs. Then she says this. She retweets a person. Watch the president of the United States flying illegals around the country to a destination of their choosing for free, sometimes even first class, as homeless vets starve to death. And of course, they're also committing suicide. And there's a link to a site here where, you know, apparently illegals are being flown around the country. After they are allowed in at the port of entry, which they are, they're not being sent back. And that's what Ann Coulter's saying. Mr. President, get down there. Stop these people. Turn them around. Do not let them into the country. To hell with judges, injunctions, left-wingers, Wolf Blitzer, you know, or Chris Cuomo. To hell with these people. Get down there and stop these people coming in. Get the concertina wire. Get the razor wire out. Get the army down there. Use all the powers you can. Defend us. Protect us. And we will show up. You call for a rally on July 4th with millions of us there. We will be there. We will be yelling, build the wall. But we will also be yelling, where's the wall? Now, good news today, the president put out an announcement that he's going for a budget in which he's seeking something like $8 billion in the next budget. These happen every 6 months. Another budget. He's seeking $8 billion for the wall. And he's intending to build 720 miles of wall. That's good. Wow. If we can get 720 miles of wall, that's damn good. So is this might, folks, here's what I'm saying. I'm putting out this Kelso's optimistic, sunny view of the world. Maybe Ann Coulter had a good effect. Maybe Lou Dobbs had a good effect. Maybe the president upped his game a little bit on the question of what he can do to stop the invasion. Maybe he was buoyed by Coulter and Dobbs and others among us. Because I'll tell you, when you go on these threads, go on these websites and go on these threads where people are commenting, Trump's base, we're commenting on this battle between Trump, Dobbs, and Coulter. And if I'm the president reading what people are saying, I'm sweating bullets. Because you're seeing Trump's base eroding. His support eroding. Seriously. This is not good. And the president has to be catching this. If not, he needs to be reading after these articles, he needs to read down through the comments. These are real. These are real people making those comments, and their opinions are strong. And Donald Trump needs all of the people on the Trump train, all the patriots on the Trump train going into 2020. That needs to end, transporting illegals around the country. He makes another one. Here's Coulter's style. She says, here she requotes someone else. Illegal aliens, she's retweeting somebody. Illegal aliens can file a class action suit about separation of their family. You know, this. You have to separate the children and the illegals who bring them in. You have to, for the safety of the children. Yet Americans forever separated because of illegal aliens are ignored and can't get justice. I'm so disgusted and angry. Okay, so she retweets that. Then she says, she retweets this person. Country is in trouble. Trump does nothing. Republicans don't care, and Democrats are gleeful. Enjoy your country while you can. She's retweeting a guy named Eddie Scari. This is 22 hours ago. And then she retweets another thing he said. And of course, when she's retweeting it, she is herself reiterating it. She says, there is no America with our current asylum law. Build the wall and make it 50 feet high and set it on fire. Guess what? They still come across the Grand Rio, the Rio Grande, and no wall will ever fix that. Fix the asylum law. And Ann Coulter's right about that. If you don't fix the asylum law, if all you have to do is set foot on American soil and say, I'm a refugee, and now you're in, that ain't going to work. The president has to write and this is what Ann Coulter's saying, and she's right. Executive orders have to come out, ending birthright citizenship, ending the visa lottery. The president just needs to get out his pen, write the executive order. This ends now. Here. It's over. Finito. No more of this crap. And so, yes, it'll go to court. Yes, there'll be battles, etc. We'll be in the streets for you, Mr. President. A lot of this is going to be decided by large numbers of us in the streets. This is a war. It's not a lawsuit. You got to address it all and as strongly as you can, and to hell with the legalisms. Here she goes. She goes, here's another tweet where she's tough with her tweets. She says this. She says, she notes another one that's going on. The president could stop it immediately. The State Department, which is Donald Trump's State Department. Yes, he does not have full control over it. Yes, the deep state, blah, blah, blah. But that State Department is now working to get foreign students enrolled at community colleges. Now, you may not have an appreciation of community colleges, folks, but that's ridiculous. Foreign students at our community colleges, those are the colleges for kids who don't have a lot of money, may not have straight A's, but they want to advance themselves. And the State Department is totally scamming this, saying we're going to get the damn foreign students into the two-year community colleges and then transfer them into the four-year schools after they've got the camel's nose under the tent at the community college. And we have hundreds and hundreds of community colleges all over the country. The tuition's very low. How many Indians and Nigerians would like to go to our community colleges? And by the way, folks, think about it. Every damn foreign student in every damn community college is an American who's not in that college. It's a zero-sum game. If the invader is in, we're out. Any social benefit that an invader takes, we are denied. Any house that an invader is occupying is one that we can't live in. That's got to end.
Then came the day at
we'll be right back.
The mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I don't want no handout living in don't.
Here we go. Let me get you the callers here. I've kept you guys waiting for a long time. That meeting that Trump was holding, he was forming something called the U.S. Department of Commerce, that's Wilbur Ross, 25 members of the Trump Workforce, the American Workforce Policy Advisory Board. American Workforce Policy Advisory Board. Now, who are the two people in Donald Trump's orbit who are the most open borders advocates? It's sad to say. I mean, this is a tragic story. His beloved daughter, Ivanka, she's a liberal Democrat. Come on. And her husband, Jared Kushner, he's a liberal Democrat. They don't agree. They think diversity is our strength. They think more immigrants is better. You just need ones who love America. That would all be kumbaya. So, you know, of all the people that Donald Trump could have selected to head an American Workforce Policy Advisory Board? Does he pick Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies? He'd be a good choice. No, it's Ivanka and Jared. Well, no, Jared's not officially on it. But Ivanka is not just on it. She's co-chair. But she's not for secure borders. She's going the wrong direction. And she's the co-chair of, you know, like, give her some other job. She's going to be supervising our immigration policy. She's going to be opening the door and thanking people as they come in because they love America. As she hands out the goodies. This is wrong. And who are the people on this advisory board? Well, it's the people that have given us the problem. It's the people that are hiring all the H-1Bs and hiring all the illegals. And here are these people. They're all members of the Chamber of Commerce. Tim Cook, CEO of Apple. They bring in bazillions of Indians to replace Americans. Tom Donahue, the CEO of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Lou Dobbs hates Tom Donahue's guts. And Lou Dobbs gets it that putting Tom Donahue in a position of, and Tom Donahue, by the way, Mr. Trump, hates your guts. Tom Donahue did everything in his power to deny you the presidency, to defeat you, to destroy you. He's the original never Trumper. Tom Donahue is an open borders, flood America, Chamber of Commerce, piece of crap. And I like what Lou Dobbs said. Let's forget about Ann Coulter for a second. Let's bring Lou Dobbs into the picture. Who loves you? Who loves the Trump revolution and doesn't want it to die through bad decisions? And he said, I don't understand why Tom Donahue was even allowed into the room. That's how much of an enemy of the American people Tom Donahue is. He's a whore for corporate low corporate wage lowering. Who else is in here? Marilyn Hewson, the chairman, president, and CEO. Boy, she's got that one wrapped up. Of Lockheed Martin. They want low wage. They want to keep wages down. Who else? There's no patriots in here. Let's see. Doug McMillon, president and CEO of Walmart. Enough said there. Craig Menear, chairman and president and CEO of Home Depot. Boy, these guys aren't happy with just one job. They want a lot of money. Michael Pawowar, sounds like an Indian to me, executive director of the Milken Institute. That's Michael Milken. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Looking down here. Looking for names that you might recognize. But there are no patriots here. There's no patriots at all. This is why they got pissed. This is why Dobbs got angry. Coulter got angry. And the president's got to listen. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Hey, we're back, folks. And I'm going to get to the callers. I apologize if you guys are still hanging on with cauliflower ears. Bless you. We got Chris near Las Vegas, Tom in Utah, Dr. Kelly in California, George in Texas. Let's see who's still around. Chris near Las Vegas, are you there? See if we lost Chris. See if we lost the engineer.
Good afternoon, James.
Hey, Chris.
Believe it or not, even though we're reluctant to go to the phones today, I still hunted around just in case because I got to go back about an hour ago. When you made a faux pas and claimed that we, the American people, stood by and let the Democrats take the House. Well, I have to point out that I don't think stealing elections can be qualified or have the blame blamed on us, the American people who love America and policies that are pro-American as opposed to anti-American, as some apparently in the White House. This is really, really a bad thing to do because there were so many elections, Florida, Nevada, parts of California, other places where they absolutely stole elections, and they've done nothing about it to repair it. Dr. Presley down in Texas, as a matter of fact, Austin, Texas, is one where an election was stolen from her. And so whenever these people who have control of the counting machines, like SEIU, the Purple People Eaters, yes, the union of...
Chris, can you roll up your window?
I'm traveling, and I was waiting about an hour before I took out on my travels to help another person as an advocate that's being deported back to the Philippines. So I apologize, but I'll let you go on to another caller. Thank you, James.
Okay, no, that's okay. Thank you, Chris. And the apology is from me to Chris for making him wait so long. Now another apology to Tom in Utah. Tom, are you still there?
Hi there, James. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we're growing old together as you wait on the phone. Sorry.
Anyway, Ben Carson is leaving the Department of Housing and Urban Development, correct?
Ask me that again. I'm sorry.
Ben Carson is claiming that he's going to leave the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Do you have any idea why? Hello? Hello? What happened? Okay.
Okay. I hope did I get lost? Yeah, I'm here. Okay, well.
Am I back on?
Yeah, can you hear me, Tom?
I can hear you, James. I understand.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me your point, and then it's going over my head. Go ahead.
Ben, I understand Ben Carson is going to leave the Department of Housing and Urban Development. You know why?
Yes. Well, he's the head of HUD, yes. What's the point?
He found out, probably, that he is the number one facilitator for illegal immigration. The number one enticement to get a person across the border is a guarantee of shelter, domicile. And in 1974, there was a gathering of all these key players, Department of Agriculture, Department of Labor, Department of Commerce, everybody else in HUD. They all came together to figure out how to facilitate the flow of illegal, low-paid labor. And in 1976, they put together and enacted a law which gave HUD the power to house the poor, but not only house the poor, but to house those without documents.
Yes, now that's going on. Now, I don't know that we personally can attribute it to Ben Carson, but I will say this. I don't know what Ben Carson's performance is on this question, but let me.
So that may be why he's leaving, because he found out the corruption that's in that department, and it is the key.
Oh, I didn't know that. Ben Carson's leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, now that makes sense to me, because Ben Carson impresses me as having a lot of integrity.
Yeah, and he can't utilize it in that department. It is so corrupt.
Well, okay, now you're making a lot of sense. Now I'm catching your drift, Tom, and I think I agree with you. And here's a point I'd like to make on the general question that, you know, Lou Dobbs and Ann Coulter, and I'll add myself to the list, trying to urge the president to please don't hire your enemies. Please don't hire our enemies. Please please get some kind of a personnel office, you know, where you have somebody that's in charge of hiring and recruiting people who is a patriot and who is looking for people who support your policies. Because this person, Kirstjen Nielsen, for instance, who's in charge of Homeland Security, she is out there, from my reading of the news, she is issuing extensions to temporary protected status documents, TPS, to hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from Honduras and Nicaragua and El Salvador, and you name it. She's writing out these ridiculous temporary protected status documents that legalize illegal aliens. And the president should not be issuing a single one of these. And by hiring Kirstjen Nielsen, who I don't think she's with us. I don't think she gets it. And there are people hire Mark Krikorian. Mark Krikorian wouldn't issue any TPS documents. And there are plenty of other people. But, Mr. President, you've got to find somebody in charge of hiring who is doing a talent search for people who support what we voted for on November 8th, 2016. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, what I see is where we could play a part to help interfere with this process is to go to those landlords who are contracting through HUD to allow this to happen, because you have to have federally provided sheltering in order to have these people living here. They're not going to live in a tent, or they're not going to live in a sleeping bag in the field. They've got to have shelter, and that is promised to them on the other side. When I opened up this poisoning issue I identified, that's why all hell came loose on me, because I was actually exposing the number one instrument for sheltering and housing and, what do you call it, sanctuary sheltering of the undocumented. By the way, yes. Jim, Utah, even though it's not, quote, a sanctuary city or state, it is a sanctuary state, because we have more per capita undocumented living here, and it's done because federally controlled housing dominates the housing, new housing in Utah. So if you have an undocumented individual, you bring them to a HUD-contracted home or a HUD-contracted trailer. That's why I was subverted or attacked and assaulted and left blinded in D.C., because I was exposing that number one instrument. If you go to Food Incorporated, the last segment shows you that the coyotes are delivering these people to the mobile home parks owned by IBP, International Brotherhood of Packers. By the way, Utah, its primary industry is packing, so we have a high demand for unskilled labor. Hence, we have a high demand for sheltering or housing of these individuals. And our state, they crawl up into a hole when I talk to them about this issue.
Right. And what the president needs, here's where I think one of the great, kind of train wrecks has occurred. The president can't do it all by himself. Can't even begin to do that. So here's what he, as an executive, if he's listening to my voice right now, or somebody who has his ear, he knows this as an executive. You've got to delegate to people who are with the program. You've got to delegate with people who will make decisions exactly as you yourself would have made those decisions. And the president hasn't done that. He has all these people, like an example is Jeff Sessions in the State Department. Jeff Sessions went the wrong way. There should have been some kind of an interview, a hiring process. Like, are you on board? I'm going to make you the attorney general. You're going to have an incredible influence on my administration. You've got to be with the program or you're not the man for attorney general. That interview never took place. And with each department. But here's the thing. There also needs to be, not only does the president have to do the interviews, but there have to be delegated people under him whose job is to find Trump people, Trump patriots. He's got to have a staff. He should have an office of 50 people who do nothing but talent searching for Trump supporter employees, so that they're out vetting people. So you don't get, like, one of the hires was Gary Cohn as his top treasury and, financial advisor. Come on! Gary Cohn is a left-wing liberal. And other people like this. You can't do that. General Kelly as his chief of staff, an incredibly powerful, important position. And General Kelly, after he was marched out of the office, said he would have just as soon have worked for President Hillary Clinton. Now, how do these mistakes get made? Who is screwing up in the hiring of people? Because the example you just gave, Tom, there in Utah, he needs to hire tigers who will go down into the bureaucracy that you're talking about and smoke out the left wingers. They are all heavily ensconced in the bureaucracy. Yes, they are there. So yes, there are thousands of these left wing liberal Saul Alinsky activists who will, they look for illegals. They want illegals in publicly paid for housing. So they've got to be smoked out and fired. And that can only be done by tigers, by people who believe what we believe, who will go in there and clean out the stables. And that hasn't been done. And the president can't do it. The president can't do it all by himself. Where he has failed.
That's right.
Where he has failed.
Right here.
He's got to have
right
an office.
Right here with us.
Yeah, he's got to have an office of people, lots of people, dozens of people, who are getting down into the trenches, getting rid of the Alinskyites. The Alinskyites understand this principle, and they have staffed all of these agencies and bureaucracies with their people. Trump has got to have an anti-Alinsky operation with lots of people in it, not one man tweeting from the top, because they will beat you every time. If you're operating on that principle, you've got to have a small army of not...
How about a big army?
Not a Gary Cohn's. You need an army of patriotic people.
James.
Yeah, go ahead.
James, what has to happen is every individual who understands this HUD thing, as well as the Department of Commerce, and then, of course, all these people, these businesses that are profiting off of this cheap labor, you need to make your voice heard, and you can do it locally. And in fact, I've been up at our legislature, and I keep saying, why are we allowing HUD to shelter these individuals? Well, of course, the boys in business, they love it because they're the beneficiaries of this. But on the other hand, 26 million Americans and even more are being injured quietly in order to hide this program, to shelter 10 to 20 million.
Yes, and the kind of thing, now, you're right, and of course you're talking about our work from below, which was, you know, we had this work before Donald Trump appeared. From below, we the people, you know, working from the bottom, of course we have to, you know, do this, continue doing this work. But here's where the president, now I'm talking from the top, he needs to be writing executive orders that would address what you're talking about, Tom. He needs to write an executive.
Jim, can I tell you, it's like in proctology. Don't ever, wrestle with your proctologist while you've got the enema hose in your butt. And that's what Donald Trump has. He's there, and they've got him by the tuchel, so to speak. So he's only going to be empowered when we empower him, beginning from the bottom.
This is true. This is true. But there are ways in which he does have real power. And this is what Ann Coulter's saying. Let's get the executive orders going. He could write an executive order saying, all of this is an order from me, the president, your boss, to every single damned employee in HUD. You are not to put illegals in taxpayer-funded housing. And if you do, I'll prosecute you. I'll take you to court. I'll fire you, and I'll fine you if you put illegals in taxpayer housing. He could write an executive order to that effect. And he has to get creative in this. The bureaucrats around him.
You have to get that message out among our listeners and have them go to their legislatures and say, this is what's happening. And of course, you find out they don't want to interfere with it because most of them are beneficiaries. In other words, if you're a contractor, if you're a mortgage management individual, or you're a homeowner, if you can get your house contracted by HUD, you got gravy.
Yeah, and by the way, now, Tom, let me give you an example. Let me praise the president and give an example of where he did this, and he did the right thing. Very early on, right after he came into office, he wrote an executive order or a memorandum. I forget which it was, but it's essentially the same thing. He wrote his letter to every employee in the Department of Education, and he ordered them to leave local school boards alone. It was an incredibly good document that he wrote, and he said, education in America is local, and it is not a federal function. We do not belong in there. And you, I am ordering you, all of you Department of Education employees, stop messing with local school boards. And in fact, he got down to the fine detail. And you got to do that. He said, I don't want you even issuing opinions. Don't even issue letters of opinion to them, because what you do when you put out a letter of an opinion on a local matter, because you're the federales, you immediately squash the locals. If you say it's your opinion that they ought to use this or that textbook, or they ought to enroll in this or that program, and you're providing them lots of money, you squash the locals. So I don't want you even to give your damn opinions to the locals. Leave the locals alone. And that was a great letter from the president. He needs to write hundreds more just like that.
Well, we need to be doing what we can from our level.
Yes, of course.
You know, it's kind of like agree with your proctologist while you got the enema hose in your butt. That's where poor sound comes.
All right. Well, with that thought, we'll go to a break and we'll be right back with our last segment. Thanks, and thanks for calling, Tom. Bye.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When this war is over, it will be but a day.
Hey, we're back, folks. When this war, and we've got still hanging on the line here. We've got George in Texas and Dr. Kelly in California. Both of them, they're like old faithful at Yellowstone. But let me just throw another thought in here, which is that the you know, this president's what's the name of it here again here? The National Council for the American Worker, and it's called the American Workforce Policy Advisory Board. Ivanka and Wilbur Ross co-chairing it. And it says that it's designed to solve a skills crisis in America due to increasing use of technology, automation, and artificial intelligence. And the implication is that America can't produce the workers. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. And I use the example of World War II to make the point. We have the talent. We have the people. We have no shortage of either. And if these SOBs in corporate America, they don't want to help America. They want money, period. And if they can get somebody cheaper from Mexico by either outsourcing the job to Mexico or importing the illegals or legals who will work for less or take less benefits, and these SOBs, it doesn't have to be much of a margin. If they can get a worker from India or Nigeria or Mexico for 15% less, they'll go for it. They'll stick the dagger in our ribs of our country if they can shave off 15%. These people are sharks. They're bloodthirsty. They're not working in the interest of America. Corporate America is a joke. In terms of its patriotism, it doesn't have any. So working, we don't have a crisis. Okay, how do we get, how does Apple or Home Depot or IBM, if they are looking for workers, what do you need to do to find workers? Well, A, just as we did in World War II, you can train anybody to do anything. I mean, not exactly, but the talent is there. My dad became a bomber pilot in a matter of months. Intensive training. IBM can train people. Home Depot can train people. Lockheed Martin can train people. You need welders? Train them to weld right there in your factory. Don't cry like a baby and then import people because they're cheaper. That's the real motivation. And then the other thing is this. Pay these people, you SOBs. Pay your workers. Give them a decent wage. That's just so simple. And America will benefit. America will prosper. We are not short of workers. And I notice here on this list of people, the community colleges are listed as part of this plan. These are the people who want to bring in foreign students to get a cheap education at our community colleges. We'll run out of time here. We're having too much fun. My apologies, George and Dr. Kelly. We'll see you all again tomorrow night as we have another day in the never dull Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.